Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flicks it over here to Shaden Sharpe. Handles it deftly, accelerates, puts it in the right hand, and sends in a runner over R.J. Barrett. What a beautiful play. Yeah.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Approaching two to go. Warriors by seven. Green sets a screen. Curry, three. Reeves. He'll fake a three. Hachimura gets off to LeBron. Green is right there. Here's a three, LeBron.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Morant's got it. And just show pressure. Now Miami backs up. And here we go into the half-court set.
Now, no Tyler Hero in here, so they can they can switch everything, which they did.
Morant goes on where? Step back. And it goes! John Morant! Wins it for Memphis!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Happy Friday, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
It's a feel-good Friday here on The Fan.
Yes, it is. Flop Shot Friday, Fastball Friday, Fast Break Friday. We got them all covered today.
Feeling really good today.
Feeling good on a Friday?
I am feeling good on a Friday. Got up, got enough sleep.
Look at you.
Passed out before that Laker game ended.
Look at you. You went to bed before the end of the second half of the TNT doubleheader. You pulled dirt last night.
I did,
Say, you know what? I'm pulling the plug. I'm out. I can't do this.
I kind of was like, Warriors are going to win this game, and I'll find out if I'm right in the morning, and I was right.
They've been leading the entire time. I think this one's probably over.
Terrible.
It is a good feeling. Now, the tough part about going to bed early before sporting events ends is there's the random time where you go to bed and you're like, wait, what happened? And then you have to do that whole thing in the morning. But it's a really good feeling when you pull the plug, wake up, and you're like, all right, I didn't miss anything. We're fine.
I think it was more like a combination of waking up, finding out I was right before I passed out, seeing some nice texts on my phone from the night prior. And then also just like having my S together. I don't always have my S together in the mornings.
Don't always do it.
I'll be looking at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, I got to leave. I'm not ready to leave.
No, I'm scrambling right now.
Or I'll be driving in and I'm like, my God, I am way later than I wanted to be today. Yeah. And I'm like, why don't I have...
am I not prepared for this?
Yes. Why am I not organized enough to just be leaving at the exact same time to be at work at exactly the same time every single day? I don't know.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 5 years. Get your S together, man.
But I am ready today.
Look at you.
I'm fired up. I got show topics out the yin yang.
Look at that, coming out of your ears.
I'm going to shoot you like Ja Morant. Tell you not to do it. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Keep doing it.
What are you
does it on his first bucket of the game.
Was it the first bucket of the game?
I think so.
I saw that he did it. I wasn't sure if it was the first bucket of the game.
Just instantly like, ha 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 ha. Like, yeah, okay.
Maybe Taylor Jenkins was the lucky one here. Maybe he was the one that was the ultimate winner in all of this.
I'm going to tell you something kind of crazy.
What does the NBA do? They got to do something.
Well, they already warned him.
They already warned him. That was like 2 days ago in the Warrior game.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's not do that again.
Yeah. And with gun issue off court.
Yeah. His post-game quotes were just... So remarkable, too. Let's deflect and blame everybody else.
Where is a pigeon? I don't know what's going on.
I took my brother-in-law to the airport yesterday, and it was one of those... My brother-in-law travels a lot for work, like a lot.
Yeah.
But he does, like, 2-3-day trips, like Arizona, L.A.
Quick and back.
So I figure, like, oh, you're going down to L.A.? And he goes, Austin. I'm like,
oh, Austin? Excellent. That sounds delightful.
Such a great place.
I go, for what? He goes, bachelor party. And he's in his 40s. And I'm like, who's getting married at this point in your life?
You're going to have a hell of a 48 hours, man.
But that, yeah, I was like, have you ever been to Austin? And he goes, no, have you? And I'm like, yeah, I've been there for a day. You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You're going to have a great time.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
And so I was jealous dropping him off, but we were talking a little Blazers because he's one of these sicko Blazer fans. That's like
one of the diehards. Delano Banton is untouchable. We can't move it.
Pom-pom waving. Yeah. They beat the Raptors.
Yeah.
And he's like, so what do you think they should do this offseason? I go, well, they're not going to have a good pick.
Nope.
No.
He goes, well, who should we, which superstar should we trade for?
Oh, we're going to get a superstar this offseason.
He wants the superstar, but he doesn't want to trade any of the players that he likes.
What do we think? Duop Reith, second round pick,
yeah.
And maybe Ryan Rupert.
He's ready to, he's never been
for
a
Kevin Durant.
Guy. He's ready
to McGowan's in there, too.
Yeah, Bryce McGowan's could be a part of the
trade. He was legend. A G League legend.
G League legend. Those three could probably get you a Kevin Durant this offseason.
And he threw at me, he goes, well, who's even available? And I go, well, you know, I think right now, just like, reading the rumor mill stuff.
The tea leaves.
There's not a lot.
No.
I don't think the Pelicans are going to trade Zion unless something pops up.
Seems like you'd be selling pretty low at this point. Maybe they try and get one good year out of him before you move him.
Maybe Devin Booker, but the Suns have already come out and said they're not going to trade him. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe they get desperate, but that feels like Houston.
Yes.
Because Houston's better. It's a bigger city.
Yeah.
They got more stuff.
And Oklahoma City can go get any star that they want because they have better assets than all of us. So if they decide they want one of the guys, they're going to go get one of the guys.
And he goes, "What would you want Ja Morant?" And this was before their game against the Heat where he's doing the gun gesture after being told by the NBA, can you please stop doing the gun gesture?
Before we start reshooting the gun.
And I said, you know, I don't know if it's a hot take, a random regular take. I don't want anything to do with him.
No.
I'm out.
Nope.
I'm out. It's just like that last night. And look, they won. He hit the game-winning shot. He scored 30 points.
Yep.
That, though, is exactly why I just don't. Can I just get a professional?
Yeah, you're not serious.
Can I just get a guy that goes, gets buckets? You want to be a little, like, you know, flexing the muscles and screaming, go,
talking
go
trash
that.
Or the main guy's face, totally fine.
The league is asking you to stop, and you're just like openly taunting the league of like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, what are you going to do about it?
With five games to go before the playoffs begin, by the way, when your head coach was just fired.
And he's been suspended for that before.
Yeah.
Like
the
precedent at all, if they suspend him again, it's not going to be jaw-dropping. It's going to be like...
Yeah, jaw-dropping. G-A.
Look at that.
Well done, well done.
Yeah, I told them, I'm like, I wouldn't want it.
No, you have to at some point be a leader and take things seriously. And I don't know what he's like in the locker room with his teammates. Maybe he is that in terms of motivating his other guys. But
I think he's pretty well-liked.
Sure, but eventually you got to be a face of a franchise kind of player. Mm. Like, you just fired the head coach. All eyes are on, you're the star. The star player in the NBA is the focal point, the front porch of an NBA organization. You are the front porch. Everybody's looking for you for stability after you fired the head coach. And this is the way that you... respond with five games. I mean, what if he gets a 10-game suspension that leads into the playoffs?
Well, he won't get a 10-game suspension. He might get a 2-game suspension if he gets suspended at all.
Yeah, either. I mean,
probably just get a fine.
I'll be fascinated to see how the NBA handles this because they took his gun on Instagram and gun at the strip club very seriously, and they warned him multiple times, and he did it. And then again, you warn him, and he's not listening to you. If you just hit him with a fine, he's not going to listen.
Doing it at the very beginning to me
is basically
a dare and a taunt.
Bring it on. Bring
like,
it on, Adam
do?
Silver.
Like, if he did it after the game winner where he's excited and losing his mind, it's like, all right.
Sorry, guys. I lost my
not conscious.
Now,
focus.
Can I ask you guys
not
this?
That it makes it any better.
No.
But.
Does that stuff bother you, though? The celebration?
It doesn't bother me, but I understand why the league and why other leagues don't want anything to do with it. Mm. I get why you don't want kids turning on TV, watching their heroes
shooting
the other court or their opponents with an AK-47. You know, I quite understand why the NBA wants that out of the game.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more aggressive than
the
old
reason the NFL got. I mean, you can't do the throat slash gesture anymore, all those sorts of things. They specifically banned stuff.
I was a little upset when they did that.
The throat slash was gone.
I was kind of like that.
Kind of like that. That's a solid. Come on.
But they're out there actually slashing throats.
No.
He's
not actually shooting the Warriors with an AK-47.
But I also love the WWE as a child, so The Undertaker did it half the time he was out there anyway. Oh, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, look, it doesn't offend me. I'm not bothered by it. It doesn't, you know, affect my opinion of him. What affects my opinion of him is he's clearly been given the guidelines from the league.
He just seems very immature in a lot
Incredibly
of ways.
Immature.
Still growing up.
And which it's like, how long do you give somebody?
Well, how old is he? He's what?
It's not even an age thing for me. It's the fact that he's already been suspended multiple times by the NBA. Like, he's gotten
in trouble
for this.
I do think it's an age thing. Now, it could be...
How does having your ability to play in the NBA taken away from you not wake you up and make you realize this is a pretty cool thing?
Well, because it's not real that it's going to get taken away from him. Why would it get taken away?
Well, I'm saying he got suspended. It literally did get it. Not forever, but it got taken away.
And Nike still released his line. Yeah. He still has the shoe line. He's still on one of the top-ish teams in the Western Conference. He'll be featured on all the package highlights or the highlight packages that are teasing playoff matchups. He's the face of that. He's a face of one of 30 teams.
Yeah.
There's only 30 of them, and he's the face of it. So why would his mindset be, I'm going to lose this? It's not real to him.
It should be real to him that he lost it already. Not full time, but he lost it for a big chunk. And he got suspended for, 25 games the last time?
See, I think he views it as he got a detention.
Yeah.
And he's back in school. That
tells me all I need to know.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I say, I know it's an age that some people roll their eyes and say, oh, really? He's not mature yet. There's still a lot of dudes that are not mature at 25 years old.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like a big number, but I've been honest about this. I don't feel like I was an adult until I was 30 or 31.
No, probably not.
I was very immature. Yeah. I was a dad, and I handled my dad duties, and I didn't do anything too stupid. But I'm just telling you, I was really immature in a lot of ways at 25.
Yeah, it just all highlights why I would want nothing to do with him and why he would be an absolute nightmare to have as the face of your franchise.
6'7 wingspan, though. He's only 6'2.
He's got a 6'7 wingspan, though, man.
He jumped 47 inches.
Yeah, good luck with that, Memphis. This is all going to work out for you in the long run.
He's only a year older than my son.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Your kid's 24?
Yeah. Your son do this on the snowboard slopes of Bend when he pulls off a cool trick.
Goes down around, a black diamond.
Gets a 360.
No,
does one of those.
Does not.
Gets suspended from Mount Bachelor. You got to go home, kid. You're out of here, man. That's a 3-week suspension.
The laugh the way you just did it would be perfect if you just coming down like a black diamond does the judge. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
Scarface? What the hell happened, man? Why are you shooting at me? What's going on here?
I was told, by the way, when I was over in Bend, Bachelor, obviously the very popular tourist ski attraction.
Yes.
There's another one over by Sisters, and I'm forgetting the name of it. Hoodoo.
Hoodoo.
Yeah. Man, they had commercials because I was watching the local
That's where the
broadcast.
Lights are. You can do night skiing there.
Yeah, it looked pretty dope. I don't ski or snowboard, but man, if I did.
It's also Hoodoo. A really fun name, too.
Hoodoo.
Where are you going this weekend?
Hoodoo. They had all these kind of cool deals for Hoodoo passes with, like, restaurant vouchers.
Oh, now we're talking.
I really quite enjoyed the Bend local commercial scene. It was great.
You going to become a mountain man now?
Skiing
and snowboarding?
No.
Hoodoo it up?
No.
No.
I'm not. Nah. That's not my thing. I'm afraid of tearing my ACL. I have no interest in this.
He's getting cross-country skis.
Yeah, that's a little bit more your vibe, baby.
I'm snowshoeing.
You want to go just walking through the mountain?
Like,
yeah.
Give me the old tennis rackets, put them on my shoes, let me walk around Trillium Lake. Like, that's more my speed. That's what
I'm
doing.
Summer's more you're out, you're playing a little golf,
I'm
you're climbing Powell Butte.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I already got back into it.
The trails right around the river are awesome.
They hooked me. I've always loved Ben. My wife would not go for many a year, and I always was, like, confused by it because we used to do the Bendale Trail for a weekend
it's
getaway.
It's a delightful trip.
And we always had fun. We did do a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of fun. She was putting Bend and Sun River in the same category in her mind. And it also didn't help that when we went to Sun River, our kids were very young. They couldn't ride bikes.
Ah, yeah, you couldn't do any of the stuff.
You can't go
to the pool.
No. Well, you did. We went to Shark, but, like, that was all we did. And that's... I gotta be honest, man, that's boring.
Yeah, it's not great.
Being in a pool all day and just having to watch kids swim and the piss-filled pools is not fun.
Nah.
So I could understand it, but we went to Bend and we had a good time. And so I think I got her.
There you go.
I think she's with me on
Bend.
You got
the hooks back in now.
So I was looking at the amphitheater schedule
last night. Let's go, baby. Who's coming to town this summer?
There's lots of good stuff.
There's a lot of bands I don't know.
They have some eclectic things coming in.
Which I'm cool with. Like, if you give me any band, any genre, to be honest with you, if I'm in Bend and that's playing, I'll enjoy myself floating in the river. But I did catch in the July period.
Yeah.
They have in back-to-back performances Trevor Noah.
Yes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Ooh, a little stand-up comedy back-to-back. Yes.
Back-to-back, like a 3 or 4 day
gap. At the Bend Amphitheater.
At the Bend Amphitheater.
Jerry Seinfeld's going to Bend.
He is.
Let's
go. Can you blame him?
No, I can't at all.
Imagine being as rich as Jerry Seinfeld and getting to go to Bend.
He's just landing his PJ out there at the Sun River Airport.
Oh, it's a hell of a trip. That'd be great to be that stand-up comedian. Just kind of pick, where do I want to go on vacation?
Bend,
what sounds like a good time? Oh, this sounds like fun. Let's go look at the pine trees.
Yeah.
The air's great. Play a little bit of golf.
Am I going to be in Bend in like early to mid-July?
Let's go.
Possibly.
Central Oregon for the win, baby.
She also, I told my wife this, she wasn't as excited about stand-up comedy as I get.
Yes.
She made it kind of sound like, oh, that'd be cool for you. Like, am I getting a...
Are you getting a solo trip to Central Oregon here?
Am I getting a random golf comedy weekend?
Are you getting a trip sans kid? 36 holes and then head to Jerry Seinfeld stand-up comedy?
Am I going
to
play Juniper and watch Trevor Noah?
Don't tease me with a good time.
I've seen Seinfeld twice.
That sounds delightful. I've seen him once. It was a long time ago.
I saw him here in Portland. I can't remember if he played the Schnitz or Keller. It was one of the two.
He was Keller.
Yeah.
Yeah. He he's good. I haven't seen Trevor Noah in person.
Yeah, Trevor Noah's kind of, I haven't seen much of him since he left The Daily Show. I haven't seen any of his specials yet, but always enjoyed his comedy.
I do too. Yeah. And he's not doing gun gestures at me on
the stage. No, he's not going to shoot you. He's not going to shoot you in the audience.
Although nothing would happen if he did.
No, I think that's, nobody to suspend him. He's an independent contractor.
Comedians bitch and moan about being canceled, and they never get canceled.
None of them ever get canceled. They're all fine.
They actually get rewarded for being, quote, canceled.
You can keep working. You're going to be okay.
They just don't get to be in TV commercials for a while.
They do okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't Shane Gillis canceled? How's that going?
Shane Gillis was canceled. Exactly. He's got his new season of Tires coming out on Netflix.
And he's the Bud Light now.
And Post Malone are chugging Bud Lights.
After they got rid of the trans girl, they're like, hey, bring in Shane Gillis.
How do we go the other direction? Let's take a hard turn here. Let's go the opposite.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. We've already kind of started it with the Ja Morant. I just saw that yesterday, and I kind of chuckled. I'm like, of course he did that to the NBA.
Yep.
Ended up hitting the game winner as well. We got NBA things to get to today. I got a lot of NFL on my plate.
Huh?
The plate's pretty full with the National Football League.
Where's your Women's Final Four breakdown?
The Women's Final Four breakdown. I actually do have some Final Four stuff, obviously, with the Final Four. We got a Duke guest today.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that has worked out perfectly for the men and the women for this weekend for the Final Four stuff.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what that is. The Blazers got another big dub.
Do they have a backdoor chance to that? I was looking at the schedule.
Stop it.
Oh, Canada.
Stop it. Stop, man. Stop. It's too early on a Friday.
If they
it's too early
tonight,
on a Friday. We got to go to break. We're way over the clock. Stop it. We're way over.
Kings are sinking like a stone.
I know.
The Suns are
The
terrible.
Suns' schedule's brutal. No KD.
Although I think they're going to lose Friday when they play the Bulls.
The Blazers will lose Friday to the Bulls?
That's today.
Today, tonight. Sorry.
Second of a back-to-back.
That's why I say.
The Bulls are playing okay.
If they win this against the Bulls.
I mean, they beat the Bulls, it changes everything.
Nothing matters anymore.
I mean, when you could tank for the worst draft in a decade last year, you should do it.
You should definitely do it.
Should tank for the best draft in a decade. You shouldn't do it at
Three
all.
Three straight years they've played a G League roster for the last 2 months of the season and been totally fine tanking when the drafts weren't very good. And now the draft's actually good, and let's make a push for it.
I'm so excited about it.
I don't think it's that outlandish.
I really don't.
It all depends on tonight.
Let's start. We'll start in the association. Dirt Sprague, good to be with you on the Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
622, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2. And we are on YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Good morning. Happy Friday.
There's a nice little shout out to Jake for making a nice little mashup of me eating and talking about hot dogs for the last 2 days that you can go find on YouTube.
He continues to make more hot dog eating videos.
He's into this hot dog stuff. I think I piqued Jake's interest. He's our guy, our video guy behind the scenes, and he was a little giddy making this thing, and he had a big smile on his face. He was very excited when I saw him yesterday. He's pumped up.
Did you send it to Coastal Carolina yet?
I have not, so we need to send it to Coastal Carolina. Yeah. I have not done that yet to get my Chanticleer t-shirt.
I'll do some football SID research.
Yeah, find somebody's contact.
Find a contact.
Give me an email or something. I'll send it over.
You're going to end up with a random gross gray Coastal Carolina t-shirt.
It's got to be teal. If you're going to send me a free t-shirt, you got to make a teal.
The C is going to be the teal. It's just going to be an gray. Off-brand gray generic.
What are they? Do we know what sponsorship they have? Are they Nike or Russell Athletic?
I have no idea.
Are they FUBU?
They might be Under Armour.
Under Armour?
They're an Under Armour school?
Under Armour's got good gear. I'm okay with that.
Let me go pull up.
Yeah, pull up the jerseys.
I was going to start in the NBA, but I actually want to start with this. So I saw this yesterday.
What do you got?
Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Did you watch any of the baseball action yesterday?
I did not watch any of the baseball action.
My team doesn't play. I don't really watch.
I'm not diving in. It was actually a pretty nice day yesterday, so I didn't. Yeah, we were outside a lot yesterday.
So yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies, who I despise with every ounce of my being.
Yes.
They're at home, and they're playing the garbage-ass Colorado Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies.
By the way, raise your hand if your team's won a game this season. The Rockies are raising their hand.
They are.
They are.
The Rockies.
Yeah. The Colorado Rockies.
In fact, let me check something real quick.
What do you got?
I want to see if we're the only 0-for team in Major League Baseball.
I believe that you are,
Bob. We are.
Yes.
I believe that you are.
We're the
Colorado's
White
got
Sox,
one win.
The Angels.
The A's even have two wins at this point.
The Reds, the Marlins, the Pirates.
The Pirates are 2-5.
They are, yeah.
Oh, what a delightful start to our season.
And aren't you in Philly tonight, too?
No, we're
no,
at
No, the Dodgers
home.
Are
home
in
home.
Philly.
Oh, the Dodgers are in Philly. That's right. That's right. You guys got the Marlins
we
at home.
We finally get to go home after seven
Take
games
me
on
home.
The road. Well, anyways, the Phillies are playing the Rockies. You don't really need to know anything about that game. The Phillies won the game. The Phillies are good. The Rockies suck.
Yes.
This happened on the broadcast. I hate the Phillies. I love the Philly broadcast.
It's one of the best in baseball.
John Kruk is on this. John Kruk is so great.
I believe Tom McCarthy is the play-by-play
Tom
guy.
Tom McCarthy, John Kruk on the NBC Phillies broadcast. And John Kruk was having problems logging into his email. And he actually was on air talking about he could not connect. And they were trying to help John Kruk log into his email.
Well, in between innings, I'm toying with this MLB thing, and man, is it just winning.
Did you get the password?
No, it says I can't get emails on that email.
Right, because you have to probably reset the password.
I know, but when I try to reset the password, I get put in a new one, and it doesn't do anything.
You sure you still have that account?
I have no idea. Apparently not.
Outside corner, 1-2. Well, we can ask Mike Harris from the Phillies.
Yeah, I might have to meet with Mike Saturday.
If he can just have him reset the account one more time.
No.
And we can change the email. And you'll be good as gold.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
I look forward to that.
He's trying to watch other baseball games, but he can't log in because he doesn't remember his password, but he also doesn't remember his email password.
We've all been there before, John. We've been there before.
Is that the still active account? I don't know.
I just why give up. Wait, that's an old password? Now I got to do it. Now there's a two-step authentication I got to go do. Now I have to have another app on device that I can get. It just says, what are we doing?
Do you tend to use the same password for all of your accounts, for all your stuff? Or do you have multiple passwords, and do you forget which passwords are to which account?
Yes, I forget constantly which one goes to which, because you don't want to have exactly the same password for everything. That doesn't seem like the best security, but I like to trade it off. But then the downside of that is that constantly I'm like, wait a minute, what? That one goes to that one. It takes me forever.
I'll tell you right now, I would fit in really well with the current federal administration, because I get emails all the time. Your password seems to have been hacked, sir. And I don't do anything
you
about
just
it.
Just scroll on by. Don't mind me.
I don't care. Delete. Nah. What are you going to do? Steal my Apple TV?
You want my emails? There's nothing interesting in any of my emails.
Go ahead
and read through them. It's just a schedule from Swigart and a random promotion for a book we're not going to
talk about.
You
want to pay my electric bill? Go right ahead.
I have gotten better. My cousin put me onto this a few months ago. He does the recommended generated random password, and it's like a bunch of letters and numbers.
Just gobbledygook.
That you never would remember.
No.
but you click it and it auto saves. I have been doing that lately.
That's been your new trend of passwords?
Like, would you like the recommend password? And I'll click it and my iPhone will ding, save it for me.
Save it into your password file.
So I never have to type it out.
That's a pretty smart idea.
But most of my accounts have passwords that, like, there was a data breach email that I got a few months ago, and it showed me all the emails and the passwords to these logins that have been
compromised.
Hacked or compromised. Yeah, thank you. I'm not kidding. I might have scrolled 65 different logins.
Which one?
Well, a lot of them are media logins I need, and it's just like compromise. And I'm like, it still works. So
yeah, this is a very relatable thing from John Crook. Whenever we get these constantly, like occasionally we get now. Thankfully, I think we've changed our policy where they allow us to keep our password a little bit longer. But we for a stretch here, it was like every 2 months, like we had to redo our password.
We had a big hacking. Yeah,
and you get an email. It's like, all right, now your password. Up. So I just did my password. Now I got to change my password. And if you don't change it in time, which I did a couple of times because we're all idiots and we forget to do stuff, then you'd have to call the IT guy and be like, so I can't get into my email. How do I figure that out? And they're like, God, you're an idiot. Then they just get pissed because now they're dealing with a problem that I've created for them. And so, oh, you got to go to this. And this. Very relatable problem by John Crook here.
We have a system reboot. And so there's anything you have on our work laptops, they basically are like, you need to save them. And then we got to restart because we're rebooting things. So I went to our computer whiz, Joey. He's the one that will help us. He'll come in sometimes and help us with our YouTube problems. And I went to him the other day, and I go, here's my computer. And he goes, what do I need your computer for? And I was like, well, aren't you doing the reset thing? He goes, yeah, did you save everything? And I go, how do I do that? He goes, just put it to the drive.
And I go, put it on the drive. Just get to the drive.
I go, does that plug in? And he goes, so you get to save it to your Google Drive. And I was like, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
At that point, he was done with me. He was like, figure it out and come back.
Oh, that'll
come back
the
next week.
Because he keeps telling me, yeah, the actual central drive that we send stuff to have been for years. Like, once that croaks, it's going away. You need to move all the stuff to Google. And I'm like, I have 20 years of files. You want me to move? He's like, you should really clean that up.
I was going to say, 20 years of files? From 15 years ago?
Yeah, that's
can't possibly
fair
be
point
anything.
On his end.
I understand. But
there can't be a single thing you need from 3 years ago.
From 2011, you don't need my intern resume cover letter from 2009. I don't think that's necessary anymore.
Where are all your Playboys, by the way? You used to have Playboys in your office, like a little dirty purse.
Did we hang on to those?
We're probably in my garage.
Now you got this old man pervy goatee going on. Where are those Playboys right now?
Probably in my garage.
Okay, sure.
So,
what are you doing in your
There's
garage?
There's only
the garage.
One that needs to be kept because it was autographed in person.
Oh. Did we have the Oregon State gal come in?
Yeah, she came in.
She came in, gave you a...
What's her name again?
I want to say Sarah Jean.
Sarah Jean.
Something.
Sarah Jean. Underwood?
I think so.
That sounds right.
Something like that. Yeah. You're close.
What was she doing in the studio?
She was probably making the rounds. She was a pretty big star. And
she was a pretty big star. I don't know. She was promoting something.
Is she
something.
Still famous?
I don't know.
I haven't heard that name in years.
No.
The gal, there was a gal when I was in
college. We had her cut a few liners for us at that
point. Like hot chick liners. Yeah. Like, Isaac and Sue, welcome back.
The fan.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Can you high step while you say that?
Prime time.
Swag with his creepy goatee. Oh, good job.
Yes, you read that correctly. Now sign my
It was like
boy.
The sun. I'm not staring directly into it.
It's in the vicinity.
Trying to be professional here.
Looking out of the corner. It's, you know what's over there, but
I had just missed the window when she was at Oregon State, like by a year or two. When I was at Oregon State, they had a gal. I think it was my last year at Oregon State, or it was the year after I graduated. There was a gal that made a video of herself in the library, and it was like, whoa.
Whoa.
We used to study at that table.
Dude, I've been at that table.
Yeah.
Let's go back and check it out.
Shout out the OSU library.
What's going on?
There's a plaque on that table now.
There should be. If they were smart, they would put a plaque on that table.
I think it made up for the gay sheep.
I think it did. I think these two gals.
We had an original OnlyFans.
It's a big
in our,
school.
In our
you've
library.
Ended. You've
school.
Ended net up. That was a
Room
big negative.
For everybody.
You're net up. That was an early double bogey. You got a couple of birdies. You got them right back.
It's an ag school. We got sheep. We got ladies. It's what do you want from us? Come on. All right. Well, let's move on from John Crook's password problems.
Yes.
To a lot of NFL, including a former Seahawk in the news. We'll get to that coming up next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yesterday in the National Football League, it finally happened. The Raiders paid Geno Smith.
Yeah, we're all waiting for that. We knew it was going to happen eventually, and there it was.
2-year, $75 million extension. His incentives could push the total to $85.5 million. It includes $66.5 million in guaranteed money.
Yep.
He is 34 years old, so this will tie him to Vegas, assuming things don't completely explode in their faces in 2027. And he's got $31 million left on his $75 million contract he had signed with the Seahawks in 2023. If you recall, the Raiders did trade a third-round pick to the Seahawks for Geno. This will put him around $37.5 per year, which makes him somewhere between 15th and 17th highest-paid quarterback in the National Football League. The accuracy numbers on Geno, he has been the number one most accurate quarterback since he became a starting quarterback. In 2021, he was number one. 2022, number one. 2023, number one. And last year, number two.
Very accurate.
The most accurate quarterback the last 4 years combined.
Yes, he is. And I think it's interesting that essentially the difference in the Darnold and Geno contract is the Darnold deal is more of a 1 year, and we'll see in this because he had a year left on his existing contract. It turns into basically a 2 year deal, and we'll see. So they can get out of it after 2 years if they want to, if they decide to pivot, if he doesn't play well. Once you make the trade for Geno Smith, you got to get the deal done. This was the reason that things fell apart in Seattle. He wanted a certain amount and a certain amount of guaranteed. Seattle didn't feel comfortable with it. They wanted more of a shorter term thing, and they ended up finding it in Sam Darnold for basically a 1 year contract they can get out of it after that. And so when you look at the overall amount that he's going to get paid and where it ranks, and you gave the numbers, basically middle of the road quarterback pay in the NFL, I think it's an incredibly fair deal. I still think the question that I would be asking if I were a Raider fan is, you unquestionably like the idea of getting better. You like the idea of building culture. Maybe you're a playoff team this year, but the division's going to be incredibly challenging, so we'll see how that all works out in the AFC. Is it the right move to not draft a quarterback? Because this essentially signals that you're not going to be drafted. If you're paying him and you got him on the books for 2 years and you're giving him this contract and you traded a draft pick for him, I highly doubt they're taking a quarterback in the top 10.
Yeah, Orlovsky came out and said like Jackson Dart would be a good pick for them. It's somebody that can maybe sit for a year and a half, maybe the full 2 years.
You'd using a top 10 pick on him? Because I don't know if he gets out of the first round that
the
pace we're going.
I think based on what we've seen, the way they're operating, this is a, we're trying to win as many games as possible
now.
Right now.
Right now.
It's not just good enough to be, hey, we got good culture, but we're a 6-win team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, NFL over-unders came out. And I'm kind of stunned you didn't go through these lists because this is something that like you wait all year for.
This has been in my notes all week, and then it just keeps getting punted to the next day because we run out of time.
What do you think the Raiders over-under is, if you were to guess?
I actually haven't looked at their over-under, so I would say
6.5.
I'll say 7.5.
Swag nailed it.
6.5.
It is 6.5, yeah. And I am hammering the over.
You hammer the over?
It's not about them like winning the division. It's not even about them necessarily making the playoffs. I think that division can be very similar to maybe the NFC North of last year. It could be a little bit of the AFC North even. You have like three, if not four, good teams, and one of them just has to take a little bit of a step back because Kansas City's awesome, because maybe Denver gets better. Denver added two stud defensive players from my team.
They've had a really good offseason.
The Chargers.
Second year with Harbaugh. I'm not going
to underestimate the Chargers because they didn't go get T. Higgins. That's Jim Harbaugh. But if you tell me the Raiders are 7-10 or better, I'm going to buy it. I think Geno's good. Not great. Good. You've got weapons. Bowers for year two.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Pete Carroll at least making it a grown-up atmosphere.
Yeah.
And obviously, they locked up Crosby this offseason. I would take their over, assuming injuries, major injuries, don't play a big factor, which is always a roll of the dice.
You can do that with everybody.
Exactly. I would probably lean there. The difference between Smith and Darnold, was that less than people thought it would be, that gap? Because people made it act like Geno wanted 45 a year.
Yeah.
And it's 37 and a half. I think Darnold's average is 33.
Yeah, he's getting a big cash load up front for the first year, but his cap hit's only like $13 million. So I don't know what Geno's cap hit is this upcoming season. I have to go look that up. They're essentially just giving him a chunk of cash right out of the gate. And then if he's good for a year, then it jumps up to basically 33.
But does this difference, because this was being brought up when he got this extension by multiple people on ESPN yesterday that I was watching.
Yeah.
This gap, is that gap worth trading in quarterbacks for?
Well, here's what the only other thing I would add, I don't disagree with the opinion of people who think Geno Smith is better than Sam Darnold. Geno Smith is not, not that he's had nothing to work with, but their offensive line has been dreadful in Seattle the last couple of years, and he's had to live through that. And Sam Darnold got to play in an excellent offense with the best wide receiver maybe in the NFL. And so his life was essentially a little bit easier last year. The other caveat I would add on top of this is the gap is maybe a little bit shorter than I thought it would be. But if you add in getting a third round pick on top of it, is it worth it? Because that's the other aspect of this.
Well, I don't know, because that offensive line so far today, and we'll see what they do in the draft, is not better.
No, it's not at all. They didn't sign anybody.
You can make an argument that quarterback now is worse with a bad offensive line than the one you just got rid of.
But you have an extra draft pick. Now, I don't trust them at all to go find somebody in the draft because they've whiffed, I feel like, on every offensive lineman they've drafted in the last 10 years.
I think McDonald's going to have a real say in this draft.
Yeah.
I think it's not that he's Pete Carroll.
It needs
by
to
any
be
stretch.
Their number one priority, and it's not even close.
But the decisions he made last year with some of their big offseason acquisition at linebacker. Nope. You're off the team completely. Our starting linebacker's
cut. He retooled his defense midway through the season.
Yeah,
he did.
He got
fired as a coordinator after 1 year.
Almost fired him during the offseason or during the bye week. So, like, it's not that he has Pete Carroll-like decision-making power. It's that I think his voice is going to carry a long way in draft picks this year.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a combination of Schneider's ultimately going to get the say because he's the general manager. McDonald's only been a coach a year. But McDonald is the young defensive guru whiz. Had a team on the doorstep of the playoffs. I think based on the decision-making that happened during the season, I think he's going to have a big say in what their draft is.
Yeah, ultimately, if I'm a Seahawk fan, and this is good, you know, maybe it ages like sour milk in the middle of the summer, so let's check out how this looks maybe in the middle of October, I'd still be okay with this.
You're just cool with how everything's still
I think
out.
Geno Smith is a good quarterback. I think he's paid fairly for what he deserves and where he falls, in my opinion, in the NFL models. I understand that he's incredibly athletic. He also throws mind-numbingly dumb interceptions from time to time, and you could argue kept them out of the playoffs last year, or is one of the reasons that they didn't make it. You got a guy who was slightly cheaper. You added an extra draft pick on top of it. And I think the biggest caveat here is one guy's going to be 35 at the start of the year and one guy's going to be 28. And so this was my only thing with Geno, and it will exist with the Raiders. Like, if you build culture and that's great, maybe you win 9 games and you're a wild card team. Like, how long is he going to hang on and play at that level? He's going to be 36 going into the next year, and then he's 37. And so I just look at the future and the long-term picture of where you're going.
But do you think Sam Darnold is that? So, like, the age
I have
thing
no clue, but he's 28. But if he has a good year and you feel like, all right, let's reset and relock him up for a longer time, he's going to be 29. Like, I feel like there's a five-year window at least there before I worry about, is he 35, 36? Not that every quarterback falls off the cliff at 35 or 36, but you do start to wonder as they get into their mid to late 30s. One guy's 7 years younger than the other.
Something you said there I want to carry over. Also, we had some other NFL stuff happen yesterday as well. We'll get to the Blazers. We'll get to some NBA. We'll get to some Final Four stuff at the top of the hour. Duke is going to be our daily ticker today. Connor O'Neill covers Duke for the Rivals website. So he'll join us coming up at 7:30. Dirt and Sprague, we are back with more NFL chatter next on a mini football Friday on The Fan. So we'll get to the massive win in the six yesterday by our beloved Blazers. How about that Shaden game, huh?
King of the North.
They might want him. Big trade package.
We don't trade anybody, so I'm not expecting anything.
We'll talk Final Four. I think something worked out perfectly for the men and the women. We'll talk about that in the second hour. I'm a little surprised. I was going to say this at the end of the last segment. We were talking about the Geno contract because it's finalized now. Like, the trade happened, but like,
now we know how much he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
That was the missing component of this.
The Seahawks stuff from the Seahawks side was like, they don't want to pay him $45 a year. And then it comes in at 37 and Darnold's 33. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
It feels like more of that was just a natural divorce that was happening behind the scenes where they were like, hey, we only want to run the football. We don't care about throwing. So, you know. We'll save a couple bucks. And he was like, yo, I want to play with a better team. Oh, it's not you guys, and you don't want to pay me $4 million more in Darnold? Okay.
Right.
So, like, they broke up. What I'm surprised to hear you say, and you're fair to tout 34 versus 28. Now, are you going to pick the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl next year?
I will not pick the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl next year.
Are they a real contender in your mind?
They are not a real contender in
my mind.
Are
they a fringe wild card team?
Yeah, I think they could be a playoff team.
Okay. So you don't really buy them much more than a wild card game. I think that'd be a good move, a good, you know, step two for McDonald in year two is to make the playoffs.
That I would feel the same way if Geno Smith was there, by 100%. The way. Now, my opinion does not change based on the quarterback.
That's totally fine and fair. Your take this year was, I'd be wondering what they're doing there. And my response is, I understand the age gap, but you just walked me through a timeline where it's basically just a continuation of Geno, which is why I think people were a little frustrated that not only did they trade Geno, but then they signed Sam Darnold to $100 million instead of saying, hey, let's look to the wave of the future. Is there a quarterback that our coaching staff feels works really well here versus basically doing what you railed against of, yeah, he's 28. Okay, they make the wild card and they're eliminated. Now he's 29. Well, they make the wild card again, they're eliminated. You're not going to pick them to win the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold as the quarterback.
Well, that's not necessarily true. What does the rest of the roster look like around him?
You think Sam Darnold can win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Because I think the roster he was at in Minnesota last year was pretty good, and he couldn't step up.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
pretty good. I don't think it was all on him. I think they were a little bit of fool's gold. They won a lot of one-score games. I don't look at him and say you can never win a Super Bowl. When guys, you know, random quarterbacks over the years have won Super Bowls, I don't view him necessarily that way.
See, I don't believe he can win a Super Bowl.
Totally fair.
And I
do you think Geno Smith can win a Super Bowl?
No.
So then what's the difference?
That's why I'm asking you that question.
Well,
your stance was, why
would
we do this? You're just signing up for another version of it, are you not?
To me, it's not the same version because you can get out of the deal after 1 year. So if this doesn't work out with Sam Darnold, you're moving on.
But
after
if you make
one
the
season.
Wild card, you're not moving on.
No, probably not. And their argument would be, let's continue to build on our roster and find other ways to get better. Matthew Stafford's going to be 40 years old soon in the NFC West. The Cardinals are always going to be the Cardinals. And the 49ers might be on the brink
of
paying.
Big question mark in the 49ers.
They might be on the brink of paying Brock Purdy $60 million a year, which good luck when that eventually happens if that's what you end up doing. And so that division to me is up for grabs in the next handful of years. This is a 1 year deal. Let's see if you can do it. And if not, we pivot and we go draft a guy. To me, there is value in seeing if there is more potential there. Sam Darnold is a slightly different version than Geno Smith. Totally fair. But he's also younger in terms of can he build into something different? This is the big question about Geno is that he's 35 years old.
Well, he's 34, but
he's going to be 35 next year. And he just, to me, he is what he is. Now, I don't know if Sam Darnold has another gear. I don't know if he can get better. We've seen him be a
starting. You don't think Darnold is what he is?
I don't know if he is or not. I think that's what Seattle's gambling on. And if he is what he is, or if he has a bad year, then you cut bait after one season and you go draft a guy. And then you start your rebuild process from there.
I'll be curious to see if they draft somebody in a later round. Like, is a Tyler Shuck on the radar of them?
To me, it's not. To me, I think if you make this move and you get an extra draft pick, you're saying, let's try for a year. Let's see what we got for 1 year. See if we can improve the offensive line. We trust our defensive head coach. We like our young wide receiver. Like,
what if it's exactly what it was last year, except they make the wild card because they were only, I mean, it was
very close.
They were very close.
They're splitting hairs winning the division
last year.
So if
they don't lose the Ram game at home where Geno threw the pick six, they win that game 2017. And they make the wild card, but it's largely the same kind of stuff.
I would ask, how did Sam Darnold play in the process? Did he play like Geno Smith played last year? Then I would say you're not going to go anywhere with it. It's a gamble on this guy's been a starting quarterback essentially since he was moved on from the Jets for 1 year. And he was really good last year. Now, it didn't end well for him. He was really bad in the last game of the regular season. He was really bad in the playoff game. So this might blow up in their face. But it's the idea of, what if Sam Darnold does get better? What if there is more in the tank for Sam Darnold? What if he has it? What if he doesn't hold it too long and he has a good year? And then you say, hey, we got a guy who's 28 years old on an affordable contract.
So you do believe. So you, I, I'm just, I'm, I'm fully getting that you really do buy that there's like another level of Sam Darnold that
I'm not
exist.
Even saying that I'm buying it. I'm saying I understand it from Seattle's angle. To me, you were capped on what you can accomplish with Geno Smith. You might be capped on what you can accomplish with Sam Darnold. You added a third round pick and got a cheaper quarterback that you can get out of after 1 year. I like the roll of the dice there. This is where you and I disagreed on the Geno stuff. Like, I didn't think making the playoffs with Geno as a wild card team, and I'll say this with the Raiders, like, that's great. You're building culture. I don't know where it's going in the long run. The idea here is, can you sell me on the upside long term,
yeah,
more so with Sam Darnold than you could with Geno Smith?
Well, we largely did agree on the eventually you do need to be thinking about who's next.
Yeah. And the Raiders are now going to ask that question. They're not going to likely take a guy this year in the top 10. I would be shocked if they did it.
I think they're in the same spot as Seattle. I don't think they're going to be thinking about this until maybe next year.
Yeah.
I thought going into the draft, they would go get Shador.
They seem like a lock to take a quarterback, and that is longer the case.
And they signed Geno Smith. They traded for him, and they got him. I think also where we may disagree slightly on this is if Seattle makes the playoffs, I don't think that they're viewing this as the, all right, thanks for the year, bye-bye. I think he's coming back.
He probably will, but I would say if I were a Seahawk fan, I would ask, how did he play? Because you could make the playoffs and not have great quarterback. Geno Smith was not that good last year. I know Mina Kimes wants to freak out about his accuracy rate. He threw horrible interceptions
in
massive moments.
He had some bad
reads. He regressed. So he was not this perfect quarterback that some in the analytics community want you to believe that he is.
Right.
And they damn near won the division with that. So that would be my biggest question. If Sam Darnold comes out and he's 21 touchdowns, 13 picks, 67% completion percentage, but you win because the Rams are a little bit too old and the Niners kind of crumble and the Cardinals are the Cardinals and you win the NFC West, I wouldn't say sign Sam Darnold long term.
Should be noted, too, I forgot to mention this because we got stuck in this, Trey McBride, 4 years, $76 million deal, highest paid tight end in NFL history. He has
That's
set the market.
Wild factoid. I mean, I know he's good, but just if I would ask you, who's
I felt like
be
that number was higher when I heard it. I was
I
like, that's
too.
The highest? $19 million a year? But
I just was shocked. That's the highest paid tight end in the history of the NFL.
He is a stud.
He's a very
He's
good tight end.
He's an absolute wrecking ball.
But that is a trivia question. Hey, who's the highest paid tight end in the history of the NFL? That name's not coming out of your lips first three.
Probably not.
Now it would because you know that he is.
Yeah,
but
it's
if
just going to reset the market. When's Bowers going to get paid, and what's that number going to be?
He'll reset that market.
He's got a couple more years. We got a lot to get to in the second hour. The Blazers get a win in Toronto. Some association dealings to get to. The final four lined up perfectly for this reason. It is a loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.